Our final speaker, Carolyn Lucas, member of the Green Party, Executive Committee, and actually the member of the European Parliament for this constituency. So our last speaker, Carolyn Lucas.
Thank you very much. It's great to see you all here. And we're here in Blythe Norton because it's at the very centre of our government's terrible military operation that is causing such chaos and destruction in Iraq and Afghanistan. And we're here, first of all, to remember the human cost of the enormously failed government's policy. The thousands of people who are dying week in and week out in Iraq. Those deaths are now so commonplace that they are relegated to the end of our news bulletins and to the edges of our newspapers. But we're here to say that we remember them not as abstract figures, but we remember them as individual human beings, each of whom has family and friends who still mourn them and their loss. And we're here to say that each and every one of their lives is just as valuable and just as precious as a British life or an American life, and we deplore their treatment of just so much collateral damage. But let me say a few words about our own troops as well, because let's not forget that the last months have seen terrible slaughter and bloodshed for them as well. And what support do they get from their political leaders back home? They get an armed forces bill which will punish soldiers who refuse to take part in a military occupation of a foreign country with life imprisonment. And do you know that just 18 people in the House of Commons, just 18 MPs, voted against that terrible new piece of legislation? And so our message is that it's not soldiers who should be criminalised and imprisoned for refusing an illegal war. It's their political leaders, Blair and Bush, who should be indicted for war crimes. So we demand an end to the occupation of Iraq. We stand in solidarity with the military families against war. We demand that the troops be brought home, and we demand the impeachment of Tony Blair. Yes. Because it's clear under 9/11 that this new doctrine of unilateralism and preemptive democratisation has been a reckless adventure that has just gone Osama bin Laden's recruitment work for him. Blair and Bush claim that terrorists hate us for our freedom. Do they really not think it's because our respective governments support the Israelis who have massacred refugee columns, who fired into Red Crescent ambulances and have slaughtered more than 1,000 Lebanese civilians? Do they really not believe it's got nothing to do with the massacre at Fallujah or the obscenities at Abu Ghraib or for the continuing terrible things at Guantanamo Bay? Because yes, there is an arc of extremism, but the one I'm thinking of goes from Downing Street in London to the White House in Washington, D.C. And just as we demand that our leaders are held to account for their actions in Iraq, so we pledge ourselves to ensure that history doesn't repeat itself in Iran. Because once again we have unsubstantiated reports of the development of weapons of mass destruction. We have the ratcheting up of the war hysteria over a future threat from a nuclear-armed Iran. And we have the threat of another US-led preemptive military strike. And once again we have the demonization of a whole nation. And so we're here to say no terrorist attack on Iran, no more troops in Iraq, bring the troops home. We need to have peace, and you build peace from the bottom up, and that's what we're doing here today. So thank you for being here. It does make a difference. Go back and tell everybody that we need to spread this movement still further, and together we will be successful, and we will bring the troops home.